Next to the Capitol in the basement of Central United Methodist Church in downtown Lansing is a day drop-in center where homeless individuals can rest, eat, and do laundry. It's called Open Door Ministry. We feature it in today's Neighbors in Action segment, and here to tell us more about the work of Open Door Ministry is Dennis Ranville, the center's co-director, along with Ira Savage, a formerly homeless client at Open Door who is currently a volunteer there. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Mark.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit more about Open Door Ministry and the work you do, Dennis.
Well, I'll give you a quick history of it. The history at Central United Methodist goes back about 30 years to a soup kitchen that they founded at that time. And Open Door has grown out of that. Approximately 10 years ago, we were incorporated as a 501c3 organization. And we moved to the entire lower level of the church. We are, as you say, a drop-in center or a day shelter, sometimes we call it. We try to create a safe place environment, and by that we mean physically, emotionally safe, so that people can be comfortable when they come in there. You know, a lot of the people that stay in the overnight shelters have to leave in the morning and can't go back in until the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So they have nowhere to go during the day. And we offer a place to be. There's always something to eat. We serve a couple hot meals a few days a week. But there's always something to eat. It's fellowship. We offer a variety of services. We have a phone available for people to use. People, as you say, can do laundry. We have shower facilities. We offer storage space so you don't have to carry a big black plastic bag around town.
So a number of really key core services.
Key personal needs.
Yeah. Ira, I understand you first arrived at Open Door 3 years ago.
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
What was your situation like at the time?
Well, I was homeless. I was in prison, running foul with the law some time ago. It's in prison. Now, I grew up downstate, so I basically came up here to get out that environment and found myself homeless. So I came to Open Door, and ex-director there was Chris Bobier, you know, and they took me in, you know, they gave me, you know, services, bus fare, you know, place to go to help me get jobs and stuff like that. And I started volunteering, and Chris and Dennis came to me and asked me, you know, that I wanted, you know, just volunteer down there. So I started volunteering, got more and more responsibility now. I volunteer down there like 5 days a week.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
I mean, somebody in need of a service becomes affiliated with an agency, and they become one of the strongest disciples of the service.
Well, and actually, we call those our community volunteers.
Okay.
And I do want to credit Ira. Ira is there 5 days a week, almost all day long, every day. He's really done a great job at coming forward and being there and helping out.
And it offered you some stability, Ira, when you needed it. Where are you now, then, exactly, in your life?
Well, in my life, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm actually ahead where I want to be. You know, I have a place to stay now. Well, I stay with somebody. But my life is more stable, and Open Door has helped me tremendously, and I see them helping a lot of other, you know, homeless people, or if not homeless, people that's not well off to do on their own.
So. Right. How many people do you serve, Dennis?
We have a long tradition of a Thursday fellowship lunch. We get approximately 120 to 150 people there for lunch every Thursday. On any given day during the week, we probably have from 40 to 70 people at a time that will come in, just sit, just be there for one reason or another.
And what's one of the more memorable encounters you've had, Dennis, since you've been doing this? Something that stands out in your memory? How long have you been at this again?
I have been there about 4 years. I started as a volunteer. I had a chance to take an early retirement and looked for a place to do some volunteer work. And after a while, they asked me to join the staff, and I've had a couple positions since. One of the stories that I always remember has touched me. There's a gentleman who came in about a year and a half ago, 60-some years old, had been a contractor in the area, very successful business. He tells me that he said, I had a $250,000 home. I had two brand new pickup trucks. I had a couple crews of people that worked with me. And he said, I got sick, developed some health issues. The work general work slowdown affected him. He lost his home. His marriage fell apart. And he said, Dennis, he said, I owe Sparrow Hospital $350,000, and I'm staying at the rescue mission. I had no idea my life would end up like this.
Wow.
And this is, you know, a guy who just a few years ago was probably riding on top of the world with his work, his business, and so on. So,
yeah.
Just the other side of that real quickly is we spent some time with a guy who came to us out of prison about a year and a half ago, had been in prison 24 years, and was just anxious to kind of reestablish himself in the world. So we helped him get his birth certificate, ID, assisted him and referred him to where he could apply for Social Security disability, which he was qualified for, helped him get a bank account. And I helped him move. I put some of the stuff in my car and helped him move into an apartment, which is really nothing fancy, just a room. And when we were moving in, he was quiet for a moment. I looked at him, and he had tears in his eyes, and he said, Dennis, I got my own key. He said, it's the first time in my life I've had my own key to my own place.
Wow.
So, you know, these are the kinds of stories that we have. It's there is something very touching that happens almost every day there, and it's a real reward to be around there.
Ira Savage, as a formerly homeless person yourself, you obviously have an awful lot of empathy for the people that you're helping.
Oh, yes. They come through every day. You see them come through every day like that, needing help. And it's kind of gratifying when you see you can help people and get back on their feet, like, you know, provide them transportation to get to job interviews and, you know, just give them something to eat. And I'd like to thank right now that one of the co-directors there, Bobby Morrison, she does a wonderful job there, you know, in helping people. And, you know, and I notice a lot of people, you know, they come to me and tell me what a wonderful job Bobby did or Dennis did, and, you know.
Real gratifying.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I wanted to, again, just reiterate what Ira said. Bobby Morris is our executive director and is kind of in charge of the overall operational aspect of Open Door. My role has shifted more to communications and outreach because we see a need to make ourselves more known, more present in the community, and to encourage donations, funding, look for volunteers, a variety of help that we can use. I find that if you ask people, they will come forward. So my job is more about asking for help right now.
Are these people who have been, are the people you serve then, typically, are they longtime mid-Michigan people? Are there people coming in from other areas?
Well, they come from a variety of areas. You know, Mark, people still get on a bus in one town because they want to go someplace else, and they get off the bus in a new city and say, where can I go? What, you know, what's around? You know, the Lansing bus station is, the downtown bus station is a real hub of information, especially for the homeless and the underserved communities. And we find that people there refer people who come to town to us. So we can get to know them a little bit, understand their needs, and refer them or deal with them ourselves with some of the things that we help with.
And tell our listeners how they can get involved in the work that you do.
We have a need for, always have a need for financial donations. We need volunteers to come in and take a half-day shift. We're open 8:30 to 4, 5 days a week. We need donations of clothes, personal items. People say, what can I do? We try to keep a supply of bus tokens around or bus passes. Any of the things, and as far as donations, I tell people, think of a home medicine cabinet. Aspirin, Band-Aids, shoelaces, cold medicines. Any of those things are things that people come to us and ask for, so we try to stay up on that.
Okay. Dennis Ranville, yeah, continue, please.
I just want to make one plug. On May 10th, Friday, May 10th, we're having one of the first real fundraisers that we've had. It's a dinner and dance. We one of our chef is a guy who has come through the system and came to Open Door as a guest himself, is now our chef, is going to be cooking the dinner. So we have a dinner, we have a dance, we have a DJ lined up, and several of the groups that dance at Central United Methodist, there's a contra dance group and several others, have offered to come in and be part of the entertainment for the evening. So it's going to be a real fun evening. If anybody's interested, they can call Central at 485-9477, ask for either Bobby Morris or me, and we'll be happy to arrange tickets and give you any more information you need.
Sounds great. Dennis Ranville is the co-director of the Open Door Ministry in Lansing. Ira Savage is a former consumer of Open Door services and currently a volunteer there. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
We know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work in mid-Michigan, and we don't know about them. We want to change that. You know about them, and we need your help. If you know of a person or organization that's doing great work in the community, let us know. Send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like. In fact, today's segment about Open Door Ministry, nominated by Dennis Ranville.